Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Glenn.
Yes, my friend.
We're coming off a strong episode about Muppets.
Yeah, I feel good about my Muppet knowledge.
Yeah.
I feel good about the comedy content of it. It was a solid episode, I feel like. Will it take on Marshmallows as our number one most listened to episode? Who knows? Not me, because I don't know why that's our number one episode.
The Shadow knows.
Well, that's if the answer is somewhere within the hearts of men.
Oh, that's true.
Then
it's a real dorky cut that I don't think anyone gives a fuck
knows.
That we did. Google it, kids. There was a movie in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, there was also a radio show and comic books and novels for decades.
Yeah.
But the movies we got, the Alec Baldwin movie?
Yeah, I celebrate that movie. It's wonderful.
I used to listen to the radio show a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My Uncle Mike got me into The Shadow way back and was super hype about that movie. Ultimately, to be probably disappointed. I don't remember anything.
I don't think I was into listening to old-timey radio when that movie came out, because I was, want to say, 9.
Hmm.
I don't remember the year The Shadow came out. Yeah. Early 90s.
Let's hope that that's not
no.
the topic.
Yeah,
or
early 90s, because Batman was 89, so it would have been trying to ride that wave.
I don't know, but let's hope that that's not our topic.
God, I hope Alec Baldwin's The Shadow isn't. Oh. If it's the radio show, I feel like I can bring some heat.
Yeah?
I don't know that I could win it, but I could probably eke out a tie. Lamont Cranston. It's The Shadow's name.
I didn't even know that.
He has the power to cloud men's minds.
Hey, man, stop it, dude. Stop.
And make them think he's
don't
invisible.
Don't burn this brain energy on something that we're not even doing.
Early prototype for the millionaire vigilante stereotype.
Why don't you eat some of your caramel puffy puff things? Whatever.
After 8 o'clock, I can't now.
I'm sorry. All right, well, as always, we went to Facebook, we went to the Improvised Wikipedia podcast page, and we asked people, and I quote, what's something that likely has a Wikipedia page that you'd like to know more about?
Yeah, great job not just putting a bunch of dumb joke answers, everybody.
Yeah, there are some dumb joke answers.
There's a couple, John Paul Coulter. We see you.
Yeah, but I am pleased to inform you that we have 10 topic suggestions to choose from. Before we do that, friendly reminder, hey, like us on Facebook so you can suggest topics.
Do it.
You should do it. And it would also help the show and make Glenn and I feel loved and appreciated. Okay, so I need from you a number between 1 and 10.
8.
Okay. Okay. My partner, Allison, would like to know about the palace cat. Now that's spelled P-A-L-L-A-S. Cat.
Okay.
You're giggling. You got no idea.
None.
I know a little bit about this because I'm pretty sure I'm the reason she's suggesting this.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what this is.
So. We use Instagram to look at cute animals to distract
us. Sure, that's what it's for.
Yeah, to distract us from the anxiety and depression that, you know, cripple us. Because
yeah, it's a real reflective age, as Kierkegaard would put it.
Yeah. So the palace cat is a medium-sized, wild cat.
Oh, so it's a type of cat.
It's a type of cat. And I believe sort of looks a little bit like a
big cat,
like a small big cat. It's like the very some of the smaller of the big cats.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean big cat like lion or tiger. I mean a cat that is big, like a
it's not a house cat. It's
like
a step up from
like
a house cat.
Kitty cat, but dang, look at that big cat.
No, I think it's like a step up from a house cat, but I believe the feature is it's got these little, almost
bigger than a Maine Coon,
tufted, a little bit bigger, but you're down the right path. It's got little tufts on the tip of its ears, and they're black fur,
like a lynx,
stick out. Yeah, kind of like a lynx, I think. I could be full of shit.
I don't know. You're taking point on this one, champ.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I know.
I'm surprised with the cat things I've already said.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, more helpful than I assumed you were going to be after you looked down, started giggling, and just visibly gave
up. Well, I thought it was the palace cat, like a cat that lives in a palace.
Right.
And it's the palace cat she's asking about. So that made me think it's one specific cat. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
It's not one specific cat. It's a type of
then why is it called the palace cat, not palace cats?
That's what she wrote. I don't know that it is. I think she, like, palace cats.
Well,
clearly someone named Palace.
She wouldn't say the tiger and want us to talk about all tigers. She would obviously want to talk about
that one tiger over there. 80s
handheld video games.
Oh, okay. The battery-operated tiger.
Yeah, by Tiger.
Loved those. I had so many of them.
I had many, and then we realized that they're all basically the same.
Yeah, but they were so great.
Yeah.
I remember driving on vacation.
Oh, they were great for a drive.
So good. I had this one. It was basically Galaga. It was like... was silver. It was like shaped almost like it was a bigger one. It wasn't one of like the rectangle ones. It was like instead of being landscape, it was portrait.
Okay.
Oh, it was so good.
We had a baseball one that I played a lot. Mm-hmm. And my dad would be like, well, why don't you like regular baseball if you like this game so much? Like, he didn't understand.
Classic Bill Tickle.
It was a real Bill Tickle move. He's like, you like this game, so why don't you go outside and play actual baseball?
Because like, it's not the same.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's not even remotely similar.
Yeah, ugh, yuck. Outside where the sun is? No, thank you, sir.
So if I follow your train of thought, you're thinking that because she wrote the capital P for palace cat.
It's capitalized?
It is capitalized.
Well, that's sometimes that happens in like naming of things.
Right. Also, entirely confident that she doesn't know if it's capitalized or not. That
sure, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
A palace, P-A-L-L-A-S, you said?
P-A-L-L-A-S.
That doesn't strike me as like a region of the world I'm familiar with to even say like, oh, well, it comes from the palace region of South America. I don't know.
I think it's named after the person that discovered it, air quotes.
Jack Palance, and then
no, it would be
just,
the Palance cat. Then
he's so great. It's just a cat, like a little gravelly voice, trying to tell you where his gold is.
Hey, Gladden.
Because Jack Palance was Curly and City Slickers. City Slickers too. Search for Curly Gold.
I don't have a good Jack.
Hey,
Palance,
can we stop when we make jokes about sequels to things? Can we retire Electric Boogaloo for that joke?
You mean like. Back to the Future 4, Electric Boogaloo.
Like any sequel thing, because like Breakin', famous breakdancing movie, mm-hmm. right? The sequel was Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. And since I was a freshman in high school, uh-huh. 1,000 years ago, mm-hmm. anytime there was a sequel announced to anything or a joke about a sequel to something, it would get tagged with Electric Boogaloo. And I'm over it. You're not clever.
You're really raging against a very small number of people in 2019 that are making. Is it like?
It's the problem.
Is it Bill Tickle? Is this a daddy issue?
I don't see Bill Tickle ever referencing the Breakin' franchise. Can I suggest we replace it with against the World Crime League? The subtitle for the not-produced Buckaroo Banzai sequel?
I hate you. Sure, you can suggest that, but let's refocus.
All right. Because the Palace Cat 2 against the World Crime League.
We know that this is a cat. I think it might live...
Can it live in your house? Like, can you have one?
Should you have one? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Could you pull
it off? Well, no, like, I know people have, like, tigers as pets. Yeah. Don't do that.
Could you pull it off? Yes. Do people do it? I'm sure they do.
I mean,
should
like...
they? No.
Is it, like... So it's not, like, a type of cat you can get?
No, it's more like a mountain lion type
of
thing,
okay.
I think. Right?
Does it live in the mountains?
Well, I think... I want to say like.
Does it live in space?
I want to say Siberia. I want to.
Okay.
It's not a South. I don't think it's a South American.
Thing. I just use that as an example for me not knowing.
I think I remember seeing this thing trotting through the snow, but again,
does it got the? Oh, it's got the. Does it have? Here's
big ass paws.
If it has big ass paws, then that supports your snow theory.
Okay.
Because it would help it walk on the thing.
I'm pretty sure. Like I'm trying to think. Like I know it had ears that have the tufted things, because that's definitely something that she loves. It probably had big ass paws, because that's another thing that would make her go, aww. So I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
I also think it steals children from huts at night.
Sure.
Sort of like.
Well, the smaller cats that like steal children's breath, because they're not big enough to cart off a whole child.
Right.
So they just steal their breath and soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a house cat would do that.
Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that all house cats at night come to life and steal your soul.
Well, they're already alive, John. Except for the
No, they like ones. They come to life. They are filled with their evil purpose.
Is there a palace cat in Cats? The Broadway musical about cats.
You know, one of the best things that my parents did for me while I
was not take
up,
you to see Cats.
Never take me to see cats.
Yeah.
And I'm
good
I'm
job.
So incredibly grateful.
Good job, John's parents.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. So I got no frame of reference other than there's that one, was it like Memories?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that's
was friends with
one.
A lot of theater kids in high school, and they all fucking sang that bullshit. I'm like, what is this? And that's the only thing that I know really about Cats other than it's awful.
It's based on a book of poems by T.S. Eliot?
I think so.
I want to say.
Yeah. And it's
and
not
like.
I don't think a book. I think it was like a singular poem that was like.
No, I think it's a collection.
It was like a B-side.
I think it's like a collection of cat poems that may not have been published by him together. It might have been like, here's some bullshit about cats because I'm. Like, you know how when you're writing something, like a script proposal that you're supposed to have done 2 months ago, and you, instead of doing that, write a spec script for Alf.
Yeah, that's a very common thing that, like, a lot of people can relate
yeah.
to, for sure. Yeah.
I think that's what T.S. Eliot's cat poems were.
You're a very relatable guy, Glenn.
Yep. He's
a
like,
lot
oh.
of people, a lot of people can see themselves in you.
Yep, he's like, oh, I can't finish this thing I'm supposed to be doing, so let me fire off some bullshit about cats. And then later, I want to say after he died, somebody's like, let's slap him together. Who cares? We can get some money out of this.
What? What's that in the corner of the room?
Oh, I hope it's not a palace cat, because they sound big and scary.
It does not look. It's like, oh my God, it's a ghost.
It's a ghost of a cat?
It is I, T.S. Eliot!
Oh.
Hello! It's I, the ghost of T.S. Eliot!
Hey, loud ghosts.
Hello! You summoned me here by mentioning my poems of cats.
Let me check your levels there.
No!
You're a peaky ghost.
You're a peaky comedian.
Yeah.
Elioted.
Sick.
That's what I say when I have a classic burn.
Sick burn.
You've been Elioted.
Sick burn, Tiss. Get it? Because you're T.S.
That's the proper way to say it.
Tiss.
The proper way to say
so
it.
So let
friend.
Me ask you this. What were you supposed to be working on when you wrote all that bullshit about cats?
Oh my, you saw through my poetry, did you not?
Yeah.
I was not interested at all in the cats.
Well, because you're celebrated today, still, in 2019, as like pretty good, solid poet. Like,
yes.
Even people who don't know things about poetry, like if you said, hey, dumb random person off the street, name a poet.
Yeah, like me, John Lunger. Like, I would be like.
Like, Johnny Lungs. Name yeah. a poet. Like, maybe not the Ooh. First answer, but like, if we polled
be
100
like Robert
people.
Robert Frost might be my first one.
If we
one.
Polled 100 people.
Who is this Robert Frost?
Family Feud style.
It's fine.
Right. Frost might get you because of that bullshit about the woods that people misunderstand.
It's
but
calm down, Tiss.
It's T.S. To you, sir.
Jesus Christ. Nobody asked you here. Why are you even here?
You invoked my name!
Yeah, I think we Beetlejuiced him into the studio. So yeah, what were you supposed to be working on?
I was writing my masterpiece. It was a series of poems about the seasons. I was commissioned by a duke.
That's what you got? You just didn't want to write poems about the seasons?
Shut up!
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like that's a pretty lateral move. Like, yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to write about the spring, got nothing. Let me write about this cat dying alone in an alley.
Mr. Tickle, let me ask you this.
Sure, Mr. Elliot, what do you got?
How many poems have you scribed?
At most 10, and they were all school assignments I didn't want to do.
You've been Elliot-ed.
How many ALF spec scripts you got under your belt?
What is ALF?
This is unnecessarily aggressive, and I don't understand what it has to do with a palace cat.
We're already not talking about palace cat for a while, but can we go down another side road? What about cats but with ALFs?
So,
because you know who likes to eat cats? It's ALF. I want a full-on bad musical of Mel Mackey and Aliens.
Oh, I love that.
Singing songs and going out in the audience, even though nobody ever wants that to happen.
Wait, so do you not want to talk to the ghost of T.S.
I'm really not that into it, no.
Why did you summon me?
What do you know about palace cats?
Fuck you!
All right, get out of here.
He just disapparated.
Oh, stupid T.S. Eliot.
What the fuck was that? Why was that?
I don't know.
What is it about?
The studio's haunted because that's not the first time that's happened.
First time it's happened with me here, I think.
Ghosts be getting in.
I think it might be you. I think you're a magnet to the paranormal.
That's probably not true because ghosts aren't real. Oh, you know what it is? Maybe they know that I know.
Right.
So they're trying to convince me that they're real.
I don't want
to
get off.
Ooh, but wait, no. If they're not real, how do they do that? Great question, Glenn.
Do you need a minute, or I want to get back to this Mel Mackey. I just cats.
Oh, can you imagine a full on moving ballad sung by Gordon Shumway himself about trying to remember his time on Mel Mack?
Oh man, oh, be so good.
Or Rhonda?
I'll tell you this much: that would appeal to at least a dozen humans.
Yeah.
Including you.
Including me, for sure. Me and 11 others would be down for an ALF musical.
If a palace cat could live in a palace, what kind of a palace would a palace cat live in?
Palate? What kind would it palate in?
I mean, it would be palatial, for sure.
Like one of them big, like the Tetris level. With all the, like, the big Russian buildings in the background?
Dome. Yeah, I think that's the Kremlin.
Sure. I don't see why not. Probably.
Well, let's recap some hard facts.
You said they're from Siberia, so.
So, palace cats. Medium-sized, large cat lives in Siberia.
Smaller than a puma, bigger than a Maine Coon.
Yep. Got cute little black tufted ears.
Little tufts.
Little tufty tufts. Little spiky spikes. Big ass paws.
So big, helps it walk on the snow.
Pretty sure I've seen a picture of it in the snow.
Coloration, what are we looking at?
It's sort of stripey, tiger style.
Okay.
And
what colors are those stripes though? Pink?
No. I mean, come on, man.
Well, I'm saying, is it like an orangey cat?
Orangey
is it like
cat.
Gray?
It's
is it black?
Cat.
Like I put like the puma?
No, it's an orangey cat, and it exists by eating the breath and souls of children.
Yep. Like they all do.
Yeah. Average lifespan of a big cat. I mean, probably pretty high, right? Like 30?
Yeah. I mean, like a small, like a house cat.
Can get up in the 20s.
You're looking like 15 to 20, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like just a bigger range. Cat.
Yeah.
I want to say it would be less, right? Because like house cats, you're going to live longer because you get like vet care.
Right.
You're out in the wild, feasting off the breath of children.
Yeah.
10 to 15, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, let's lock that in. 10 to 15.
Although tigers, I think, live a long time. But again, like tigers in captivity that, like, Siegfried and Roy are taken care of.
Are they taking care of him, though?
One took care of them.
Oh, jokes. Siegfried and Roy 2, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
Hey, stop doing animal acts, everybody. It sucks. It's bad entertainment. And it's mean. Don't do it. Zoos are fine, though. Some people are against zoos. Not me. Not this guy. Zoos are great.
A little upset that you took a serious note and didn't get upset when I made an Electric Boogaloo joke.
I missed it. I was too busy thinking about how okay I am with zoos existing.
Yeah. I mean, like, state your hot take.
Well, I think most reasonable people agree, like, don't put animals in the circus because it's mean.
Right.
But then a lot of those people also think, well, zoos are bad, too, because you're keeping animals in cages outside of their natural habitat. I say those animals are well cared for, and the benefit to their species of, like, the research and stuff involved in zoos and the education aspect of it is worth it.
And quite frankly, the saving of many species.
Yeah. If you're a bad zoo, though, if you're a bad zoo.
Right.
If you're a zoo that's just, like, an animal jail.
If you're, like, if you're, like, a movie, I bought a zoo.
Yeah, if Matt Damon owns you, get out of here, zoos. Yeah.
We need a
quality zoos only.
A proletariat revolution.
Zoos that are doing legitimate animals. Good work can stay. The rest of you can all get on out of here.
I do not want to take a loss here. The only thing I'm hoping, like, this is another desperation hope that this Wikipedia page is, like, hot garbage.
I cannot save you from that.
It's all right. We go down together, baby. We go down together.
Yeah. Should we do our ad break and then meet our fate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to eat crow. Just like the palace cat when it's done eating children's whispers. Hey, friends. John from the Improvised Wikipedia podcast here with my friend Glenn.
Yeah, it's me. I'm also here. John sometimes tries to exclude me from the ad reads, but I won't let him.
It's true.
He's never.
I want to big time you out of the ad reads.
It's just like an unreasonable fear I have.
Yeah.
Of like how I always think everyone's going to be mad at me.
Right.
I always think I'm going to get left out of ad reads.
So like.
That's what I talked to my therapist about.
Let me help you work through this real quick before we get to the ad read. Whose recording equipment do we use?
Mine.
Okay.
You mean like the brand?
No. It's yours. You own it. I have no recording equipment. There's no possible scenario in which I could record these ads without you being present.
Yeah, you can do it on your phone. Everyone has recording equipment.
I'm not going to do that.
You could go to your local library.
That's true. My local library does have a
Yours specifically has a sweet recording studio.
Yeah. Shout out to Bethlehem Public Library.
Bethlehem Public Library and Erin McGurk, whose podcast name I don't remember, but I was on her podcast in a very nice recording studio in your library.
Yeah.
My library doesn't have that.
Well,
they probably have like a computer with a microphone somewhere. They'd let me borrow.
Here's the thing, man. I'm not gonna ever exclude you from these ad reads. I know how much it means to you. In fact, I'm gonna let you take the lead on this one. Here.
I love selling things.
I'm gonna
the people.
Slide this paper over to you like I'm making you an offer that you to buy your wife in an indecent proposal type situation.
What if I cross out? Oh wait, so I would. Raise the number. I would say, what if I cross it out and write less? I don't like this setup.
Okay, well, just read the ad copy. It's not what I'm actually doing. I was just sliding a piece of paper across the desk to you. It's for green tea, Glenn.
Yeah. I was going to say it. Now you made me feel stupid.
Yeah, now I feel like, why do I have you in these ad reads?
Well, now you're not going to... Hey, John, you thirsty for something hot and green?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, yeah. Get that hot green tea, Daddy.
Get that hot
green tea, Daddy. Specifically, you can get Cthulhu Blend premium breeding tea that I got you as a present because we're friends.
And
I know
like
you like Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
So I made them by ad time on our show that we do together. And then I got some... Sip by sip rather than gulp by gulp is apparently a slogan that's on a sticker on the top. I don't know if that's a Cthulhu reference or a thing the tea people say.
It's not. I'm trying to see.
Is Cthulhu green? He's green in your statue. He's green on that container.
I think he's widely considered to be green, sure.
It seems like a good monster color.
It's real fun. The quote that they put on here, the H.P. Lovecraft quote, is the
hope
line
it's not
that
one
I
of
say.
The racist ones.
It's not. It's the line I say at the beginning of a real fun improv show I do with a friend of the show, Justin Passano, the Great
Old
Ones.
Oh, the Great Old Ones?
Yeah.
The improv duo that I enjoy so much?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the line that I say, not the line that Justin says. It's the line I say. So this was really meant to be. I appreciate this.
What's
real thoughtful gift.
Read the line, dummy.
It is, we live on a placid island of ignorance in the midst of black seas of infinity, and it was not meant that we should voyage far.
And then the monster gonna get you.
Basically, yeah.
Delightful. Well,
get some green tea, y'all. Throw it down your throat, but make sure it's not too hot.
No, get it to a good temperature and then sip gently and enjoy it. It's tasty.
You can also enjoy it iced.
You can. Or like mortar and pestle it into matcha. I think that's how they make matcha. They just like squish up green tea leaves.
I never understood matcha. It's very trendy right now.
Very trendy right now.
And I've tried to acquire a beverage.
Green tea flavored ice cream? Love it. Check that out.
That
mix
would
some
me,
of this in.
Me
but I can't just mix.
It would give me aggressive diarrhea.
I can't just mix this in with like an ice cream base and expect it to taste like that. Like, it's a very strong flavor that regular green tea doesn't have. So green tea, get the flavor. You guys can have that one for free, tea people.
All right, we are back. Forgot what page I needed to look up.
The Palace Cat.
Okay, so interesting thing of note.
What is this animal?
I am way wrong. This is great. But also, it's Palace's cat.
Okay, well, that's
there's
not
an,
our fault.
There's an, a possessive
I don't
apostrophe.
Want to throw anybody under the bus here, but it wasn't you and me who messed that up.
Yeah. Yep. So
I also like that it's S apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Did you learn in school that if it ends in S, you should put the apostrophe? And
after
just
the S,
never
yeah.
felt right in your whole life?
No, I just assumed that's the way to do it. I mean, English is weird.
Like in English, like if it's a word that ends in S,
mm-hmm.
I learned just put an apostrophe after the S.
Yeah.
Never felt right.
Never had an opinion.
Last week, I learned that not everybody learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Other people said, well, no, just put S apostrophe S because it looks better. Everyone will still, it's not like a clarity issue.
It looks wrong to me.
No, it looks, I'm pro S apostrophe S.
I don't give a shit, so I'm not going
to
fight you.
Man, look at this raccoon looking mofo.
Yeah, so I think it's important to just acknowledge I was
wrong.
A
red panda had a messed up cat face.
It's like, do you know Rafiki from The Lion King?
Yeah.
Make him a cat.
Sure.
Right? I was very wrong.
Ooh, they do not have big paws.
Oh, no, those are big paws by the...
It's thinner than the rest of its arm.
That's fur, you idiot.
So?
It's like
fur on their dumb paws.
It's they're fluffy. That is a fluffy cat.
Oh, pretty fluffy.
It's very fluffed out. That's all air, baby. That's all air. That's a big paw. But, I mean, I was wrong. There's no way around this. I was describing a different cat.
Yeah, there's no ear tufts.
Yeah, there's barely any ears that I can see in this one picture. I mean, their ears, they're there, but they don't stick up.
It looks like a cat wearing a tanuki suit from Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, and
it
looks like it's disappointed in me, which I love.
Mad at you for not knowing more about it.
I totally get that. It makes me feel at home, and it reminds me of everyone that I interact with in my life all the time. I'm going to be okay.
I would be afraid of that animal in the wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell from that picture how big it is, but just the way it's a whole deal, I'm not into it.
It's a short page. I would have been talking about the right cat, we would have had
actual facts. Where does this bad boy live?
All right, well, let's just dive into it. Let's read the page. The Palace's cat, also called the Manul, is a small wild cat with a broad but fragmented distribution in the grasslands and montane steppes of Central Asia.
Not anywhere. Oh, yeah, actually.
Yeah, Central Asia. It is negatively affected by habitat degradation, prey-based decline, and hunting, and has therefore been classified as near-threatened on the IUCN Red List since 2002. The Powys's cat was first described in 1776 by the German naturalist Peter Simon Pallas.
Petey Pal.
Petey Pal, pal. The Powys cat is about the size of a domestic cat. John was wrong again. The body is 46 to 65 centimeters long, and its tail is 21 to 35 centimeters in length. It weighs 2.5 to 4.5 kilograms, and the combination of its stocky posture and long and dense fur make it appear to be stout and plush. Its fur is ochre with dark vertical bars on the torso and forelegs. The winter coat is grayer and less patterned than
the summer
coats. Well,
you did say stripy,
coats.
So
yeah,
so and, that sounds a little
and I got the
me.
Region kind of right.
Yeah.
And these things do see snow, so I don't know. All right, here's the distribution and habitat. The Powys's cat is native to the steep regions of Central Asia, where it inhabits elevations of up to 5,050 meters in the Tibetan Plateau. It's also found in parts of Iran, Afghanistan, and freakly countries I've never heard of. In 1997, it was reported for the first time as being present in the eastern Siam Mountains. Until the 70s, only two Powys cats were recorded in Transcaucasus. What the fuck does that mean?
Across Caucasus?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a whole other Wikipedia page. Of course it is. I clicked the link. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so...
Is that one standing up holding its... Oh, no. There's something behind it. It looks... It's coming out of a cave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And from back here, away from your computer monitor, it looked like it was doing the come at me, bro, arms.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Which, if that's a thing that they do, I never want to go to where it lives.
Side note, throwback to last week's episode, this picture
that
we're looking
at...
That
one looks kind of cute.
Looks a little bit like a Muppet.
Yeah, that one looks... cuter than the other picture where it just looked like it was going to come from.
Yeah, but look at this fucking baby
one. Is there
one.
A kitten one?
Look at this fucking kitten.
Babies of any animals are cute, and yeah. That's an evolutionary thing so that people
parents
don't eat
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in 2010, there were 47 Powys cats in 19 member institutions of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. Four litters were expected, no births, and three deaths occurred in 2009, blah, 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 blah,
what
blah,
what about
blah.
The Association of Zeus and Aquariums?
You want me to click through that?
No, Zeus, not Zeus.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, and that's really kind of the page. It's not really that in-depth.
It's not very that in-depth, but I brought zero to the table at all,
one.
And you were wrong about everything.
So. Not everything. I said it was a cat.
Yeah, it was a cat, and it was kind of stripey, sort of.
Ish.
Like, Siberia is part of where it is, sure.
What a strange episode. T.S. Eliot's ghost stopped
yeah.
by.
Oh, man. Ghosts were here. We talked about Alf more than anybody but me once.
Yeah, but that's not strange for us.
To?
That's
no.
kind of on brand for
yeah,
this
Alf
one.
Yeah, Alf is pretty on brand.
These cats are dope. They're really cute. I hope
I still don't like them.
Hope we can get some conservation efforts going for them.
I mean, I don't want to get them wiped out or nothing, but maybe a good... Well, well-run zoo could get some and then help rebreed the population.
God, if I would have just picked the right cat, we had a shot. There's no talk about what they eat. You know,
baby
like it's
breath.
Just it's not a great page. There is apparently, I thought I saw there was one in the Cincinnati Zoo. Yep, Cincinnati Zoo. Might be
Ooh.
A good reason. Let's go get you some of those sweet treats you like, and I can see a Powys cat. A little road trip? Let's
yeah.
take it on the road. Let's book a live improvised Wikipedia tour.
I'm kind of driving through Cincinnati in a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Let's figure out if it works.
You can come with me. I got nothing to do September 20th. We can book a live show somewhere.
I'm going to look into that.
Do it. Come with me.
Well, we officially lost, which means the score is tied.
We blew it.
It is tied, 17 apiece. Thanks, Allie.
Allie?
If you were to leave a fake
have
fact...
Have we won? We should. Somebody go back and check the episodes where
she's
we've
only
done an Allie suggestion.
Two. The first one was horrific.
And
in
I don't
that
know.
It was the Oh, God, why can't I think of the guys, the baby that died?
The Lindbergh baby.
The Lindbergh baby, and now this. So we're 0-2 for Allie's suggestions.
I'm gonna block Allie on all social media.
Oh, that's aggressive and unnecessary. Jesus.
She's very nice, but I can't handle these losses.
Yeah, that's well documented. Well, I mean, that's it. There's no real save in this.
Nope, we blew it, and I got to pee real bad.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Swing by Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. Rate us. Subscribe us. And, you know, do us a favor. Tell everybody that you know to listen to us. We would appreciate that. It would make us feel like good and junk.